The First Christmas Journey by Christina Crossland, Church Magazines. We tell the Christmas story every year, but how often do we picture the journey that Mary and Joseph took? Their faith and sacrifices are significant parts of the story. 1. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 27 and 30 through 31. Mary was from Nazareth, a village of 400 to 500 people. To the world, she was a simple peasant girl, and yet she and Joseph accepted their calling to raise the Son of God. 2. Luke chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Traveling to Bethlehem would have taken at least 4 to 5 days, and the scriptures give no hint of a donkey accompanying them through the rocky hills. Even great with child, Mary made the journey with Joseph that fulfilled prophecy. The Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. See Micah chapter 5, verse 2. 3. Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 11. In Bethlehem, Joseph and Mary were without their own home or crib to place the King of Kings. They must have felt great humility as they witnessed an otherwise humble birth, the clear signs that this babe was the Son of God. 4. Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Without warning, the small family had to leave their city and country behind. Before the Christ child was even 2 years old, his life was being threatened. See Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. But dedication to and love for their Savior motivated Mary and Joseph to take the long trip to Egypt. 5. Matthew chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. After some time in an unfamiliar land, Joseph and Mary made their longest trip yet. But the miles must have seemed shorter because this time they were returning home. Once there, they put their faith in God and raised him who would be called a Nazarene. Matthew chapter 2, verse 23. Like Mary and Joseph, we too are traveling on our own journey with Jesus Christ. While the going may be long and difficult, every footstep of faith leads us closer to eternal life, a gift provided by our loving Savior, whose own journey made salvation possible. End of the article, The First Christmas Journey, read by Kara McClellan.